Just one halakha from the Gemara Shabbat Daf He. The Gemara there discussed a case where a person was reading a Megillah. Megillah is a Sefer Kodesh that's written in a scroll like our Megillot Esther on the parchment, and it unraveled. He was on the roof and the Megillah unraveled and it went down the side of the roof. So he's holding it on top and it went all the way down the roof. And without getting into the details of the Gemara, but in a specific case, if it unraveled very low to the Rishut HaRabim, the Gemara says one cannot bring it back up to him. He cannot wind it up back to the roof where he's standing. But the Gemara says, Hofcho ala ketav. One should just take the Megillah, turn it over so the words are not facing up. As if you're covering it, you're turning it over so the words are facing down. The reason for that is because since it's going to have to remain like that for the rest of Shabbat, so we do not want the words to be faced up, because that would be considered a degradation to the Ketvei Kodesh. That would be a bizayon. It would be not treating the Ketvei Kodesh with proper respect, and it just be open and revealed. So you cover it up, you close it, or you turn it over in that case. So the Ran on this Gemara says, Aval en safek she'asur lehaniyach sefarim petuchim. From this Gemara he learns that one should not leave books opened, which means, of course, when a person is learning, he has to have the sefer open when he's learning, but once he's finished, he should be very careful to close the book. Sometimes people, they get up from their learning, they walk outside, they leave the sefer open, and they come back, they don't come back. It's not proper because you're just leaving the book open unattended to, so this would be considered a bizayon. The practice is even when somebody's leaving the Beit Midrash momentarily, they close the book and they just leave the flap, the open, the cover of the book open just to show that they're going to return, but the actual page itself is covered. Or they take a tissue and they cover the actual pages itself, so it's not just lying open than anybody in front of it reading it. The books also bring down that if one leaves his sefarim open unattended to, so it's kasher l'shikha. So that causes, God forbid, somebody to forget his learning. So therefore, there is a practical application to the Gemara that says hofcho ala ketav, and one should always be careful that when he's finished learning, he should close the sefarim.